Welcome to our next episode of Lux Insider with me, your host Anita Khatri. And thank you for the overwhelming response to the first episode. This is the week of Diwali celebrations, and I wish all my amazing listeners a happy, prosperous, and peaceful Diwali. Before we were engulfed by the COVID-19 pandemic, Diwali was also the time that many of us traveled with our families. I had often missed my Diwali celebrations with my family as I was traveling to Cannes every year for the TFWA, Tax-Free World Association, an exhibition which is a platform for the global duty-free and travel industry. Nothing best explains this exhibition than its motto, "Buy the trade, for the trade." So who are the participants? 70% of the participants are represented by cosmetics, liquor, and fragrances. The rest 30% are represented by the fashion and accessory industry. Here, trends are unveiled and networks are built. This year, the exhibition was held between 25th and 28th October. And the highlight of the exhibition was the TFWA Lounge. This was a platform to unwind and network at the end of the day. This lounge was in partnership with Qatar Duty Free. The other highlight was brands adapting sustainable approaches. Pilgrim, one of my favorite fashion jewelry brands, has unveiled their plans to become an eco-friendly jewelry brand, wherein they have begun the process of manufacturing jewelry from recyclable materials. Another highlight was the launch of Phantom, Paco Rabanne's newest fragrance for men. The brand has used neuroscience and artificial intelligence to select the ingredients that stimulate sexiness, confidence, and energy. The result is 100% vegan bold scent made using ethically sourced ingredients. Ladies, in other news, Gucci dropped limited edition bags exclusively for India, the sequined Gucci Murma bags in glittering colors of gold, silver, black, blue, and soft pink. Louis Vuitton collaborated with fashion designer Masaba Gupta for an Instagram campaign for the favorite Cousin bag. Reliance Brands, who has investments in luxury brands like Jimmy Choo and Burberry, bought a 40% stake in designer label Manish Malhotra and a 52% stake in designer label Ritu Kumar. They also opened doors to yet another high street shopping destination, Jio World Drive in Mumbai. If you're visiting Mumbai, make sure you visit Jio World Drive. That's all on the news from me this week. Now let's talk about one of the watch brands, Roger Dubuis. Roger Dubuis is a young Swiss watch brand which believes in pushing boundaries, breaking rules, and reinventing the future game of hyperhorlogery. They take pride in calling themselves as the troublemakers of horlogery. Today, we are excited and honored to have with us Nicola Andraita, CEO of Roger Dubuis, who's helping the brand to combine state-of-art technology with traditional craftsmanship. We are eager to discover the secret of this daringly disruptive attitude that the brand believes in. Dynamic Nicola Andraita is multilingual with varied experience and has in-depth knowledge of watches. He created his own watch brand called Noah before he could take over Roger Dubuis in December 2018. With this, I'm going to get straight into speaking to him to discover the story of this larger-than-life watch brand called Roger Dubuis. Nicola, we are so happy to have you here. Can you tell us, what is the brand Roger Dubuis all about?
Well, yes, hello Anita, very nice to meet you again, I would say, and very happy to speak to you. And to speak about Roger Dubuis, which is really, I have the luxury of leading since now 3 years. Roger Dubuis, which is really just about, if I have to find one word, excess. That's the right word. You know, I in the last couple of years, we've been asking ourselves really what was the thing we stand for the most with our brand. And at the end, we realized that our way of being is that of constantly exceeding in the world of watchmaking. But, you know, I need to make to precise a little bit about this word, because excess can easily slip into the negative side of the word itself. And so what we want to use is really the etymology of excess, which is from the Latin excedo, which means to always go beyond, always go above and beyond whatever has been done in the past. And this is really the, I would say, the force motrice, the power, the engine behind everything we do, with this idea of constantly exploring the boundaries of watchmaking with everything we do, and always exceeding even ourselves with every new creation and every new watch that we produce at Roger Louis. That's really who we are and what we stand for.
Yes, indeed. Breaking rules and reinventing the future. Nicola, tell us, despite a short legacy, how has the brand achieved success in crafting a niche among the consumers and watch connoisseurs? And how has that happened?
Very good question. And indeed, we are rather a young brand, especially if we look at some of our peers. We are definitely a bebé, I could say. And as you mentioned, we were born just 26 years ago. But we were born from solid basis because one of the co-founders, Roger Dubuis himself, was actually coming from the world of watchmaking with quite an impressive pedigree. He's recognized today as one of the visionary engineers and watchmakers who did something new and different in the world of watchmaking. And he was working for probably one of the biggest maisons in the world in terms of haute horlogerie. So he had such a strong experience in the world of watchmaking that at a certain moment, he wanted himself to set his own legacy and to write something on his own in terms of the future of watchmaking. And that's why he founded Roger Dubuis 26 years ago. And that's why he started from his background to say something a bit different. And this is really what we stand for today. As I said, this idea of going beyond traditional watchmaking and taking always inspiration from the tradition, but evolving it into something that doesn't exist. And we have we love to say, a very expressive and contemporary approach to watchmaking and to haute horlogerie specifically. We master all the complications, but at the same time, we express our mastery in a very different way. On one side, with our skeletonized approach, and that's for us our way to being expressive, reducing every single caliber to the minimum possible, so to be able to browse and see inside our own movements. And then with this contemporary approach, you know, we have a very architectural view in the way we design our calibers. And we have a very interesting view on design, on how we should design our cases and everything we do in general, so that we evolve the world of watchmaking into something that doesn't exist. And that is really our pride, and probably what's most appealing to our tribe of connoisseurs, of aficionados around the world, and what made this legacy become true.
You are very correct. The first time when we discovered Roger Dubuis as a brand, it stood for its flamboyancy, which reflected in its design, and the extravagant Excalibur, which I must, again, congratulate the brand. The design itself speaks and, you know, it reflects the DNA of the glamorous, the extravagance, and also the haute horlogerie. So the brand has managed till now. We understand there are 33 in-house movements or calibers. How has this milestone been achieved? Because company creating 33 in-house movements is quite an achievement.
Yeah, well, maybe let me just precise one point, because I've been hearing a lot of numbers, and we were rechecking again recently, because we have been doing so many things that sometimes even for ourselves is a bit complicated to count. And I have to say that the latest information is that we did more than 40 proprietary calibers in less than 25.
Wow.
Which, by the way, it's quite unachievable and quite a success in such a short number of years. And we are very proud of that as well. It's a question of mindset. You know, my people and my engineers are constantly taking these challenges for themselves. You know, every time we say that something is impossible, that's the moment when we start getting interested in something. So it's really what where we push ourselves on a daily basis. And that's because we decided to build a completely new department within our manufacturer here in Geneva, which is going to be called the Q-Lab, where our own Mr. Q, the head of our engineering and creative ideas, will be promoting more and more disruptive ideas and new complications that we will launch in the next few years. And this is just the beginning, because this is going to be a place where we stage our creativity also to the use of press, and at the end of the final clients will be able to come in Geneva, sit down with us and create some magnificent new creations together directly with our engineers and workmen.
Well, congratulations. I can't wait when I'll be able to come and visit this new place. You know, lockdown, pandemic has encircled the entire universe. How has Roger Dubey adapted during this pandemic? What was the impact? Was the impact negative, positive? And how have y'all dealt with it, including the manufacturer, especially the stock availabilities? Has it that got impacted? Has the consumer changed?
Well, you know, clearly the pandemic has been a complicated moment for everybody, because most of the brands and most of the companies in the world were totally unprepared to face something like this. But let me say that there is a positive side into it, which is the fact that we used last year to rethink a little bit everything, the way we do things and what's going to happen after when things will come back to some kind of normality, because we know that things are recovering. And as we speak, they are recovering very fast. You know, we will face what we call a new normal, a completely different world in terms of business, with a lot of shifts in terms of values, which are going to happen in the next few years. So that it was an occasion for us to evolve even further our machine and our operations into something ready to face this new reality. Everything is going to be faster than ever, and it's going to be absolutely key for us to be agile and flexible in everything we do. And that's why we have been brainstorming, working on what, as I said, what our brand stands for. We reclarified our values internally. We reclarified how to approach this new world. And I think we find ourselves today in a much better position than just 1.5 years ago to face these new challenges, which we are ready to embrace and succeed with more than ever, let me say. So on that side, I have to say that I'm very positive about what we've been doing and about the way we adapted our machine.
Nicola, if I had to ask you to describe a customer who would appreciate a Roger Dubey, how would you describe that customer?
It's a very good question. It's a complicated question, because one key thing is that we have a very diversified client basis. Very difficult, you know, the typical marketing exercise of creating personas to better target your clientele. It's an exercise which is particularly difficult at Roger Dubey. Let me say that we go by values, and probably those values are, you know, that when we find a connection between the values of the brand, the values of my employees, and the values of our clients, that's exactly when we are happy. And those values are pleasure, madness, and freedom. You know, our clients are probably very affluent people who enjoy life or want to enjoy life even more. And they want to indulge with themselves, and probably after the pandemic, even more than before. They need to pamper themselves. They want to pamper themselves with the beautiful things in life. And here we are creating incredible timepieces, incredible pieces of art on which our clients can indulge. And in presenting them this incredible experiential life that we provide and we convey in everything we do with our events, with our boutiques, with everything we create around the brand Roger Dubuis, and which, in a way, allow me to say that we have a kind of a tribe. We have this kind of tribal feeling when we connect with our clients, because normally they have so much fun and they feel so good when they come with us that they want to come back. And this is, in a way, the best proof that we are going in the right direction and we are creating the right environment for our clients to enjoy and thrive and become part of the tribe.
Very well said, Nicola. Tribe. You call it as a tribe. And I love the word enjoyment. And enjoy is fine, but madness. It comes with madness. And for only people who are listening to us, the great legendary success of Excalibur and Glamorous Velvet Collections. I've tried to understand the secret behind the success of Excalibur and Glamorous Velvet. And I would say it is just beyond design. It is not only the design. Would you add something on that, Nicola? What is the secret of success of Excalibur and Glamorous Velvet Collection?
Yeah, I fully agree with you, Anita, in the sense that, yes, design is for sure an element. It's a beautifully designed timepiece. But it's the character, if I may add, which comes out from this case, which from this watch, which is really embodying all the values of the brand. It's a very bold piece. It's a very, most of the times, it's a very complicated piece. So it encapsulates everything we want to do at Roger Dubuis. It's a piece that stands out, which it's difficult not to notice because of its presence. And the same for velvet. And then whatever we put inside, so the way we do things, the how, not only the what, is absolutely a key element in the way we do things. You know, every single movement, every single caliber at Roger Dubuis is totally finished by hands, to the point where we certify every creation with the Geneva seal, or the Poinçon de Genève, as we say here in Geneva, which is a hundred-year-old certification. The Poinçon de Genève was founded in 1886, which allows us to say that we do things in an incredible way because we finish every single component by hand. And that's something you can definitely notice and very easily perceive when you approach our watchmaking world.
Absolutely. Geneva seal, if I'm not mistaken, it takes anything between 350 to 720 hours of intense craftsmanship on a single piece, right?
Well, it's very difficult to say. I tend to agree with you. Although, you know, we have plenty of different steps which are not even measured and which are required for us to be able to complete the Poinçon de Geneve, certification. So it's not only in the hours we dedicate to finishing each piece, but it's really the way our production is organized, which is different than any other company. And clearly, no, it's not an industrial setup. What's peculiar and fascinating about the way our factory is organized is that, once again, we have a duality. On one side, we have the most advanced machines and the most advanced technologies. And on the other side, we have the long-renowned métier, so the, really the skills, the craftsmanship, part of the renowned watchmaking art, which are the same since hundreds of years and which our craftsmen master since years and years and which take them years to master in this way. So, as I said, it's a fascinating combination of artisanship and technology, which is at the base of what we do and at the base of the beautiful creations.
Great. We are very happy that Roger Dubuis is available in India. And what are the plans for India market?
Well, very good question. It's been a while now that we see a growing appreciation among Indians' clients and in general within the Indian public. I think I shared with you recently when we last met that we see a growing number of likes and of people connected to our social networks and commenting positively about what we do at Roger Dubuis. There must be something also with our white watches, the latest creations we launched using specific fibers and specific materials, which are very, very whitish. And I think that the Indian public is very much in love with this new materials because, as I said, we see a growing appreciation. Clearly, it's a market we need to develop and foster much more in the future. We have a lot of connections with Indian individuals around the world when they travel. And we need to put a new impulse in developing the domestic market so that, as I told you last time we met, we are working on a few opportunities and on a few ideas to get a bigger presence within the Indian market.
Nicola, since everyone, not even before, I wouldn't say sustainability, something which has been discussed post the pandemic. I would say sustainability was something which was discussed even before pandemic. But post-pandemic, it has become the norm or the way brands are looking at sustainability. It has changed. Is Roger Dubuis also looking at towards sustainability?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, there couldn't be any doubt about the fact that it's a common responsibility. It doesn't have to be, it's not only Roger Dubuis' responsibility, it's the whole world that has to understand that we can still do business, but in a more ethical, responsible way. I think it's a commitment that we need to embrace as a whole, as the full industry, but every single individual. It's a question of mindset. And this is a fight, you know, which we started a fight. It's a challenge that we have embraced since a few years, since I joined Roger Dubuis. I feel the importance of having a social commitment because at the end, it doesn't take anything to dedicate a little bit of what we do, making sure that we take care and we care about people, about the environment, about everything that surrounds us. We, personally, within Roger Dubuis, we started since a couple of years with five different streams of work centered along the environment, the people, the community we live in, the product that we make, and the sustainable product that we make. So making sure that we provide even more sustainability in everything we do on a daily basis. Although, let me say, watches is already one of the most sustainable products you can have. Because let's remember that a Roger Dubuis timepiece, if well maintained, it can endure the proof of time and potentially survive forever. So we live already in an industry which is more sustainable than many others. And it's our responsibility to continue building the sustainability over time.
There would be quite a few entrepreneurs as listeners or wanting to make their career path as entrepreneurs. You have been an entrepreneur and then you went on to embrace the corporate life. How has this change been? Has it been challenging? Are there any learnings or anything that you would like to share with our listeners who want to embrace a journey as an entrepreneur or as a corporate life?
Well, it's an interesting question. Let me say that myself, I'm always open to learn. I think each one of us has something to learn on a daily basis, and we should be able to constantly connect to the people around us, to our partners, to the people we work with, and every day learn a little bit. What I do every night is I go home and I try to list in my mind what I learned and what I should retain from the day. I think it's a key moment that we need to have with ourselves. And clearly, yes, being an entrepreneur and working within such a group, especially like Richemont is, it's two different worlds. That said, there are as always pros and cons about everything. What I find incredible and super nice is the fact that here we are a group where each maison brings different specificities, and at the same time we have this way to constantly share best practices and the best ways to do things, which is really what I think the group is benefiting each single maison, each single brand within the group. And it's where you really can learn on a daily basis about how to do things better.
Well, thank you for teaching me today, Nicola, because I have definitely learned from you one thing that, you know, you mentioned you go to bed and you actually reflect as to what have you learned today. I wasn't reflecting, I was learning and recognizing, but it's a good way to reflect end of the day. What have you learned? Talking about luxury, what is your most luxury piece, timepiece, or anything that you own? Would you like to share that with us?
Oh, yeah, it's difficult to say that I own it, but if I have to mention one thing, is my time. That today is the most luxurious item I have. because everything is going so fast that finding the right time to dedicate to people, so to my colleagues or to my tasks, to my family, to my passions, it's always, it's becoming more and more complicated. So every time you have for yourself is really a luxury. And so let me say that to me, time today, and not just because I make incredible timepieces, but time is becoming more and more the real luxury. And specifically for myself, I feel that being the most luxurious item in my life.
Well, I have to say thank you so very much, Nicola, for the time that you have given to us, for our listeners. And thank you, listeners, because they are listening to us. Their time is also precious. We appreciate the same. But before we say final thank you to you, Nicola, is there a piece, luxury piece or a luxury brand or luxury watch that you wish to add to your list of collections?
But for sure, it's going to be the next José Dubuy that we are going to launch very soon.
And which one is that? You wouldn't share with us, or you will be able to share with us?
I am, unfortunately, I'm not able. At José Dubuy, we always say expect the unexpected. And we have the drawers full of new ideas and new things that we're going to unveil very soon to the markets. Let's say that we started a journey with the redesign, the restyling of our Excalibur collection, which will continue very soon with a new addition to the family. And so our clients should be waiting for something to come in that direction.
Well, thank you so much, Nicola. And we wait to discover the unexpected. We will expect the unexpected to meet you soon in person, and also to discover the new launches that Roger Dubuy will unveil.
Thank you very much, Anita. Thank you to all those who connected with us today, and come to discover the incredible world of Roger Dubuy, because we are the most exciting way to experience hyper-horology.
I hope you enjoyed listening to Nicola as much as I did. Until next week, I'm your host, Anita Khatri. Stay safe, have a happy Diwali. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. See you next week.